Well, I've decided that our state's politicians are like Michael Douglas in Fatal Attraction. And just when they think they've finished off Tim Iman's Glenn Close, he comes lunging out of the bathtub, going after them again. Tim Iman just announced that he's going to promote two ballot initiatives next year to stop new taxes in Washington. And Tim Iman joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Tim, good to talk to you again.
Hey, I appreciate it. And thank you for the dramatic metaphor. That's scarier than hell.
Well, it's true. They think they finished you off, and then you just keep coming back with more and more.
Well, I mean, they are the wind beneath my wings. I mean, the fact is they're going to push an income tax next year. They're going to push a carbon tax. They got more than enough votes. They got the craziest crop of Democrat socialists, kamikazes that we've ever seen controlling Olympia. So they've got the votes for an income tax, votes for a carbon tax. And I just want to make it clear that these are the two initiatives that we're doing next year that would prohibit any kind of income tax, any kind of carbon tax with two separate ballot measures.
Okay. Now, and I'm absolutely with you that we cannot allow either one of those taxes, but let's break these into component parts here. Let's start with the income tax. Mm-hmm. The state constitution already prevents an income tax, and they do not have the votes for a constitutional override. So why do you need to pass an initiative for this?
Well, they've been trying for the last 10 years the Supreme Court to go in a different direction defining what income means and doing it through judicial interpretation. This initiative defines income as anything you get income from, capital gains, net, gross, adjusted gross income, any type of income you receive. The flaw in the state statutes is it never defines the word income anywhere, and that's why they keep coming back and saying, well, a capital gains tax really isn't an income tax under previous court rulings, and they recently got a court ruling that said local governments can impose an income tax. Now, this initiative would once and for all prohibit any kind of income tax in the state of Washington and make it where there's actually teeth in what's in the Constitution already.
Well, and I think it's good and important for the voters to weigh in. We've already rejected an income tax. How many times? Six times?
Nine.
Seven times?
Or
nine times.
Yeah.
Going all the way back to 1930s. So I think it's important for the voters to send a message.
We've never had nine judges on the Supreme Court like the nine we've got now.
Yeah,
and
no,
there's
I understand.
No doubt that if they impose an income tax, that there's no doubt that these nine justices would say, close enough. That constitutional prohibition thing is interesting, but all it says is you can't tax property. Well, we're defining income as not property, or property is not income. And so this initiative would forever ban an income tax. I think it would pass with 70% of the support of the voters, but we just got to get it there rather than waiting for them to do it. We want to be proactive.
I'm all for that, and I will vote for it if it's as you describe. I will say, however, that the IRS has weighed in. And,
mm-hmm.
and when the state tries to say capital gains are not income, the IRS has clearly stated, yes, it is. So even if our wacko Supreme Court in our state tried to bend the law or bend the Constitution, that would go to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm confident of that.
Well, and it's a really important point is that a lot of times they use the income tax as a shiny little object to distract you. It gets everybody worked up. Everybody does white papers, the Washington Policy Center, the Freedom Foundation. Everybody gets worked up over the income tax. Look, they're pushing. And what they're doing is they're using that as the shiny little object to distract you from what they're actually going to push that they think is realistic. And where the big money is the carbon tax, and that's something that's kind of the holy grail for Jay Inslee. And so we have the second initiative that prohibits any kind of carbon tax in the state of Washington. So two separate ballot measures, one for the income tax prohibiting any kind, and any kind of carbon tax. We want to prohibit that as well at the state and the local level.
Well, and what's so sad and sick about that is Jay Inslee has twice proposed a carbon tax. The voters mm-hmm. have said no both times. So I have little doubt that this will pass as well. But I also know that there are groups around the country that are ready to spend tens of millions of dollars
mm-hmm.
to try to get a carbon tax in our state. So it's going to be people largely from out of state fighting this battle on behalf of the environmental group.
That's absolutely true, and I would correct you just a little bit. It was two ballot measures that have been put on the ballot that Jay Inslee supported that the voters had a chance to vote on, and both times the voters said no to them. But the reality is these guys are going to keep trying. How about this carbon tax? How about this carbon tax? Let's try this carbon tax. They wear you down over time, and this initiative would say any kind of carbon tax is prohibited in the state of Washington at the state and the local level, and there's no doubt that a local government can impose a carbon tax, and then that would metastasize and grow. This initiative would make sure you couldn't ever have a carbon tax with one initiative, couldn't ever have an income tax. And wouldn't it feel great to know that we don't have to worry about those two taxes now and in the future? If they pass them next legislative session, this initiative overturns them. Even if they don't pass them, let's make sure that they can't do it in the future, no matter who the voters end up electing.
Now, what happens? I know that Bob Ferguson is on an all-out assault against you and wants to take away your First Amendment freedom to fight for initiatives. Where does that stand?
Court is going to be held next week. It's been 8 years of investigation, litigation, and persecution of me and my family, and so it's coming to a head for 4 days next week, kind of an O.J. Simpson trial of my own for 4 days. And it kind of boils down to campaign reporting, and my quick defense is I wasn't the treasurer for the committee, so I wasn't responsible for doing the reporting. They want to just ignore the law that says it's the treasurer responsible, and they want to basically just go after me. And they're, what's really important is they're seeking a lifetime ban on all future political activity. Now, I'm 54. I've been doing, you know, political activism in our state for 22 years. I could easily, you know, live until my 90s. They're basically saying for the next 44 years, you can't be politically active in the state of Washington. So, I mean, it's high-stakes stuff all of next week, and I'm just begging people, as they have for the last 8 years, is help me at my website. It's timdefense.com, timdefense.com, to be able to pay my lawyers because we're throwing everything at this thing to try and survive it.
Well, and people have to understand how frightening this is, that, you know, we have the most powerful legal officer in our state. A few weeks ago, he tried to get me fired as a private citizen for a private company. I mean, this is what happens when you have these out of control politicians. He's trying to silence you, and the fact that you're coming after, as you put it, their holy grail, an income tax and a carbon tax, they're going to do everything they can to try to shut you up. I mean, there's just no question about that.
Well, absolutely. He's used nearly $2 million of taxpayer money with his team of lawyers. That's more money than they've spent against me than all other campaign reporting cases in the last 7 years combined. I mean, it's a full court press going after me. I've had to raise and spend well over $1.2 million for my lawyers because they don't get subsidized by the taxpayers. So, I mean, it is an absolute holy war between both sides, because they know that initiatives are the only thing they've got to worry about. They've got their crazies controlling the legislature.
No,
they've
got
a crazy controlling the governor's mansion.
Let me ask you real quick.
Statewide offices, they can't control initiatives, so they want to shut me down.
I only have about 30 seconds left. So let me ask you real quick, though.
Mm-hmm.
Many would think that you're proposing these initiatives not out of purity of motive, but to keep your name out there so that you can raise money for your fight against Bob Ferguson. What do you say?
There's no doubt that every year for the last 22 years, I've been proposing initiatives that I thought were going to end up protecting the taxpayers. Recently, I thought it was the $30 tabs initiative, and Karen and I sold off our retirement fund and loaned $500,000 to get that initiative qualified for the ballot. I mean, I think the only debate is that I am committed or that I should be committed. I think the reality is I am clearly committed to these fights, always have been and always will, and I'm not going to let a fascist like Ferguson stop us from doing what I think the voters want, and that's to be protected from the insatiable tax appetite of Olympia.
All right, got it. So, Tim Iman, it's two initiatives proposed for next year, no income tax, no carbon tax in our state. I will support both of those if they are as you've just described them. Tim, I appreciate you coming on with me, as always. Thanks.
Hey, really appreciate it. And again, welcome back. Really happy to have you back on the air.
Thank you very much. Tim Iman joining us. Love to hear your thoughts. You can text me at 98973, and we have lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show.